Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome to Divorce Coaches Academy. I am Tracy and I'm here with Deborah.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
So good to see you.
So nice to see you. Welcome everyone who's joining us today. So if you know me, you know I'm a planner. I firmly believe that failing to plan is planning to fail. It's true. I plan my meals and my shopping list. I make plans for my business. I plan for my social life and connections with friends. And I plan for my spending and saving. Now, I'm not totally rigid, but I'm intentional. It's just far too easy to let things slip out of focus if I don't plan, right? And planning allows me to ensure that I am spending my time, which is limited sometimes, energy, which is sometimes very limited, money limited as well, on the things that I most value. Just do, right? And nowhere is planning more important than when we are trying to communicate in the midst of big emotions or conflict. Yes, this is about proactivity. And today we're going to dig into some ideas of scripts or planning what you want to say and how you want to say it, right? As an alternative dispute resolution specialist, I can tell you that I've seen hundreds of conversations and negotiations go off the rails because one party failed to be intentional about their communication. Both Deborah and I spend quite a bit of time with clients working on their conflict communication skills. Actually, we spend a lot of time, right?
A lot
of conflict communication, right? Because in conflict, there's communication, right? And we work on with clients by helping them identify their goals, develop strategies, and craft scripts.
Yeah, scripts. We love scripts. They're such a helpful tool and strategy. But before we dive into that, it might make sense just to review the four basic communication styles. Because effective communication can be a challenge no matter what, but especially when we're stressed, we're angry, or we're afraid. And we all face different kinds of situations where our ability to communicate powerfully and clearly is critical and difficult. Both things at the same time.
Yeah.
It's important and it's hard.
It's important and it's hard.
Right. And so for our clients, those might be situations like when they're co-parenting with a high conflict person who's pushing their buttons, setting boundaries with the spouse when they haven't done that before, maybe advocating with their attorney, testifying in court or in doing a deposition, negotiating in mediation, being interviewed by a custody evaluator.
Yikes.
There are so many, right? So many of these divorce and co-parenting situations that feel scary or threatening, that it's really no wonder that clients often either blow up or back down.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of the common communication styles real quickly. And let's talk about which might be least and most effective in a conflicted or emotional situation. So let's talk through those four.
So we're just going to talk briefly, right? So first is passive communication. The passive communicator's motto is, I get stepped on by everyone, right? Individuals with this communication style typically avoid expressing their opinions or feelings. They fail to protect their rights or identify their needs. Oh, they allow grievances and annoyances to mount. And they may finally erupt and then feel guilty about it, right? Yeah. So a passive communication style often leads to misunderstanding, lots of built up anger or resentment, But it can be a safer communication option when a conflict may escalate, right? Mm-hmm. So similar to conflict styles, not all, there's pros and cons for both, right? Benefits and challenges in those.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So next is an aggressive communication style. As you can imagine, this person's motto is, I'll get my way no matter what. Aggressive communicators can try to dominate others, right? Talking over, have a low frustration tolerance, speak in a loud, demanding, or overbearing voice, and alienate others. An aggressive communication style often escalates conflict and it hurts others, but it can be a way to make a decision or meet one's own needs quickly, similar to an aggressive conflict style.
Exactly. Okay, so next we have those who engage in passive aggressive communication. Mm. And they live by the motto, think of a smirk, I'll appear cooperative, but I'm not.
Yeah, I can't stand a passive aggressive communication style. I don't know about all of you.
Yeah. So these are individuals who have difficulty acknowledging their anger. They might deny there's a problem. They appear cooperative while purposefully doing things to annoy, disrupt, right? They might use subtle sabotage to get even or get back at somebody. And it's not unusual for them to use the silent treatment.
Oh, silent treatment.
Oh, yeah. So those who use a passive-aggressive communication style, they have limited consideration for the rights and needs and feelings of others, but they feel like they aren't able to acknowledge it directly. They seek the safety of a passive communicator and the power of the aggressive communicator. Mm-hmm. So this style may temporarily pause conflict because they appear cooperative. But once those uncooperative behaviors are discovered, that conflict escalates again. Right. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of a passive communication.
Passive aggressive. No, I'd just come at me.
I could take it. Tell me as it is, right?
Exactly.
The silent treatment, most people don't recognize actually as a form of communication, but it is.
It is. Right. Like we talked about last week, choosing not to act is a decision and an action. So the silent treatment is a decision, right? It is a communication style. All right. So finally, the fourth communication style is the assertive one. And an assertive communicator's motto is, I speak clearly, honestly, and to the point. Now, we recognize somebody who's communicating assertively because they state their needs clearly, directly, and respectfully. They speak with objective fact, without judgment or exaggeration. So this is a nonviolent communication model, right? Mm-hmm. They communicate respect for others. They speak in a calm, relaxed tone of voice, and they feel in control of themselves. When you're talking with someone like this, you're going to get a clear message that they're thinking, I'm okay and you're okay. We're deserving of equal respect. Assertive communicators advocate for themselves, surely, but not at the expense of others. Their goal is not at the expense of others. I'm very much advocating for my own needs. I'm speaking up about them, but not at your expense. And their goal is to resolve conflict. However, it's not unusual for those with some of the less healthy communication styles to misinterpret assertive communication behavior as aggressive.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit, actually.
Right? If I'm used to passive or passive aggressive and I am interacting with someone who's assertive, I might feel like that's aggressive.
Right. Those are those jackal ears, right? When they're hearing language come in.
Yes, exactly. Oh, gosh, jackal ears. Let's do a whole podcast episode on jackals.
jackal language and jackal ears.
Exactly. But as you can imagine, when we have clashes in communication styles, our parties to conflict might not feel heard, and certainly they are not going to feel understood. And if I don't feel heard and I don't feel understood, we are not going to be making progress on resolving our conflict, right?
No.
We're not. So before we move on, I just want to add one note, and that is assertive communication certainly is the healthiest style. It's the best for conflict resolution. However, it may not always be effective or the best strategy when interacting with individuals who are threatening someone's personal safety. So I want to put that note out there. If personal safety, physical safety is an issue, then again, maybe a passive or a more passive aggressive, a different style may be more appropriate. So I just want to make that note.
Absolutely. And we talk about this in conflict, communication styles can be learned.
Yep.
Right. So, and they can be employed, right, for different scenarios, different communicators, different conflicts, different situations. So really important piece. So Now let's get to talking about how scripts, and I actually mean scripts, can help clients feel confident to communicate assertively and set boundaries. And if you guys are consistent listeners, you know that we love a three-step strategy over here at Divorce Coaches Academy.
Oh, we just did. Okay, so what? Now what?
Yeah, we've done stop, drop, roll, right? And now here's another one for you. Script, speak, stop. Okay? Script, speak, stop. So let's talk about step one, script. This is where you're working with your clients to plan what you want, what they want to say and how they want to say it. Right? We often get in trouble when we're feeling emotional or don't know what to say. That's when our amygdala, right, that primitive part of our brain can kick our thinking brain out of the driver's seat, and we say things that aren't helpful, that certainly escalate conflict and damage relationships. So we always recommend keeping a couple of short scripts on hand for common or expected situations. And this is key because, right, when we're doing those identifications of triggers with our clients, often they're words, right? Mm-hmm. That their spouse will be saying something to them that will kick in this, right? So before that trauma response can kick in and the amygdala gets hijacked, right, you can be prepared. So here are just a few quick ones you can use if your partner is... Dun, 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 right?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Attempting to gaslight you. How about you and I both know that's not true? Okay. What about if they're asking you for something and you don't want to do, or asking your client for something they don't want to do? Client can reply, that doesn't work for me. Simple, right?
Simple.
Okay. How about blaming or maligning them? Oh. Let's see. That's not how I see things. Pressuring you to talk. This happens a lot, right? Pushing, pushing, pushing. I'm not prepared to discuss that with you right now. Or our favorite, involving the kids. Okay? Please stop including the children in our adult issues. These are simple scripts, statements, one sentence, right? That are planned responses to areas in which that client may be triggered by a other party to conflict's words and communications. Okay. So here's a couple more in-depth examples, right? I understand alimony is a touchy subject for you. However, we do need to discuss it in our next mediation session. Please provide your last two pay stubs by Friday per the mediator's request so we have accurate information.
That was clear.
I thought very clear, right? Here's another one. I feel frustrated when you don't respond to my messages regarding our daughter's homework. I need for you to let me know what was and was not completed over the weekend so together. We can make sure she goes to school on Monday prepared.
Right? Clear.
So taking some time to create a few of your own scripts is going to be essential. So if you're a coach listening to this, right, helping our clients identify those and writing them out, right? They're going to know what situations, topics, or circumstances are likely to come up. So practice them until they become second nature. You can role play this with a friend, a coach, clients, right? If you're listening, you can work with your coach on this. If you're the coach, you can help the client set up opportunities to practice, including rehearsing in the mirror on video, right? So that in the heat of the moment, that muscle memory will take over and they or you will say what you want to say without skipping a beat.
Yeah. Send your back pocket ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. It's practice. They know. All right. Step two is speak. So script. We have our script prepared. We've identified what you want to say, or you and your client have determined what they want to say, and it's ready to go. Now speak. Say only what's planned and no more. Especially with high conflict people, we must stay rooted in our power. We say what we mean to say, and we don't go down the rabbit hole of trying to get them to understand or empathize or agree. If we have carefully crafted our script, we've said everything that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to genderize for a second and say that as women, I see this a lot, we seem to have this universal need to overexplain. We think, surely if I say it again in a different way, he or she will understand. While this may be true in healthy relationships, in the midst of conflict, or if you're interacting with a toxic or a high conflict person, it only frustrates you and encourages them. So the best strategy is to stay rooted in our power. This person may have no interest in understanding us or in resolving the conflict at that moment. They're too much in their amygdala, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes high conflict people actually get high off watching us spin around, trying to defend ourselves or explain it better. It gives them a sense of power. Our frustration brings them joy. So our job is to take their drug of choice away
and
deliver our script even more powerfully. And so we want to speak more slowly, lower the tone, maybe not the volume, but the tone of our voice, and use fewer words. So if we talk about speaking slowly and lowering the tone of our voice, how do these two things hit you differently? Tracy, why are you always late to pick off the kids? Like, I just feel like my time doesn't matter to you at all. You know, they're supposed to be here at 5, so I made dinner, but now it's cold. God, couldn't you at least call or text me if you know you're going to be late? Why can't you either be on time or at least be courteous? Jeez. What, you know, how does that hit you? As opposed to, Tracy, this is the third time this month you've been late to drop the kids off without letting me know. I'm happy to offer some flexibility, but I also require courtesy. Going forward, I'd be more comfortable if we stuck to the drop-off time agreed to in our parenting order, which is 5 p.m.
Yeah. Huge, and huge difference.
Measured. I am serious. You know I'm serious. You know I'm rooted in my power. I am not somebody that's going to jump and dance and play a game for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So script, speak.
What's and now, next? And now stop, right? Stop, stop. Do not explain further. Defend yourself or argue, right? Stay away from that jading, right? Does your partner know just how to get that reaction out of you? And more than likely, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Do they love to push those?
Those buttons, right? Yeah, they know where they are. They installed them.
They installed them. They know. Go, right? But you're closing it down, right? High conflict people, abusers, and other PTSAF people to stay away from. Live for the fight. Any reaction for you, even a negative one, is like oxygen. It's that drug, right? That we just said. That's why they're sometimes referred to as energy vampires. They're just going to suck it out of you. When you react, it drains you and it gives them more power. Right. So a few tips for next time you're feeling tempted to engage after you've delivered your script, because it's hard, right? It takes planning. That's what we're talking. explaining.
They've developed a pattern of this. Yes. And so we're breaking patterns.
Yeah. So pause, breathe, and count to 10. Say nothing. Say, I can repeat myself, but I have nothing else to add. Say, I've stated my position, given you my answer. If there's nothing else we need to discuss, then I'm going to hang up, go home, shut it down, whatever it is you're doing, right? Remember, this is consistent pattern of behavior. Ask yourself if continuing the conversation is likely to resolve the issue. You might want to calculate the probability that the other person will affirm or validate anything you say. Determine if this is where you want to spend your energy today. Choice, power, choice, power, choice. And then end the conversation and do something that replenishes you, right? You just gave of yourself. It took energy to do this, but you did do it. Now give yourself back. Right? So you can make an intentional choice not to give your power and energy to people who will misuse it. It takes practice. It does take practice.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps some outside support until they can do it consistently, but the reward is worth it. Right? Our clients, you get to keep your power for yourself and the things that you want to put it towards, not this nonsense. Because it's often is nonsense.
It is. It doesn't achieve anything. That's really it. You waste a lot of energy and get nothing, no progress. So script, speak, stop. Does this three-step strategy guarantee your client will get the response they're hoping for? No, not at all. It doesn't. We can't control other people's behavior. But what it does mean is they can walk away from that conversation with their self-respect, their boundaries, and their power intact. And that is everything.
Everything.
Everything. Okay? Script, speak, stop. It's a powerful strategy. Help your clients remember that once they've said it, hold on to their power. There's no need to engage in defending or explaining. They've delivered the clear, direct message they intended to deliver. Just because the other person doesn't like it or want to hear it does not mean they're being unfair, unkind, or uncooperative. Mm-hmm. They're just being clear, direct, and assertive. Okay? Just because the other person doesn't like it, they're not being mean. Okay?
Yes, I'm laughing because it's so true.
It's so true. Okay. So just a quick reminder as we wrap up talking about this script, speak, stop, is it's all, really all part of boundary work. And if you'd like to brush up on helping clients set effective boundaries, we have a great one-hour class in the on-demand library. It's just $25. These classes are accessible to you anytime. You just sign in. You can watch, learn on your own schedule, get some CEUs. And we've got a really good one on boundaries because we believe people are really have some misunderstandings about what boundaries are and aren't. And so this strategy is really part of boundary work. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Any last words you want to add before I close us out?
Yeah. Conflict and communication go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Communication often leads to conflict, and communication can resolve conflict or de-escalate conflict. Really important.
Oh.
Really important to be mindful of that process.
Yeah.
Right? And helping our clients, it's okay. It's okay. They're changing some of those patterns and interactions that they have and being prepared. You, as the coach, have an amazing opportunity to work with a client to develop these skills that are going to be transformational for them in any and all conflicts moving forward as well.
Oh, yeah. With kids, at work, with parents, with siblings, with friends. It's life-changing. So,
life-changing.
Right? This is teaching a man to fish, not giving him a fish.
Yeah.
These are skills they'll use forever. All right. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate really you tuning in every week. Our podship. What is that?
Podcast. I don't know. We're on a ship.
We're on a ship. I don't know. Maybe I feel that way today. No, our podcast listenership is really growing every week. And we're so excited that you're listening and that hopefully you're finding it helpful. So we will see you here next week for another topic to, I don't know, help people just make their way through this process that can be difficult, but can also be transformational. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.